This exercise aims to explore our love affair with food from home and abroad and demonstrate how different foods have infiltrated our diets, altered our traditional meals and made us into the global eaters we are today. It is clear from analysing our eating habits that for the vast majority of people, the integration of foreign foods into our everyday diet has already been achieved. In this presentation, we look at foods that are now commonplace in many people's diets, but are only so thanks to the sharing of cultures through travel and migration. It is interesting to note how the non-native foodstuffs we love take on a unique character when integrated into our own culinary traditions. Food integration is achieved through a type of morphing process that adapts the basic elements to suit local needs. Is there a lesson there for social integration of people? We all associate pizza with Italy, but where exactly did it originate? The pizza margherita, named after the Queen Consort of Italy, was created for her by Neapolitan pizza maker Raphael Esposito. He garnished a galette flatbread, a street food that was part of the diet of the poor of Naples since the 16th century, with tomatoes, mozzarella and basil, representing the national colours of Italy. Pizza, however, has its origins in more ancient times. Greek civilizations in distant millennia had a flatbread called plakos, which they flavoured with onion, herbs, garlic and other toppings. As it was the Greeks who founded Naples in 600 BC, this may help to explain how the city, regarded by many as the true home of pizza, developed the dish further. Italian immigrants throughout the world have introduced pizza into the local diet and is now firmly established as a favourite taste of Italy around the globe. Domino's, Papa John's and Pizza Hut are just three of the many global brands that seek to take advantage of the successful integration of this Italian culinary specialty into the global food market. Sushi is thought to have originated in China between 500 and the 300 BC as a means of preserving fish and salt. The original form of sushi was made with rice and fish, which were pickled together and mixed with rice vinegar and sake, and then left to ferment. The rice was usually thrown away and only the fish was eaten. By the 7th century, the Japanese had taken this idea further, including the rice as part of the dish, and in the early 1600s, they started seasoning the dish with rice wine vinegar, so it could be eaten immediately, instead of waiting for months for the fermentation process to be completed. Sushi, as it is eaten today, was developed in the early 19th century, when a leading Japanese chef put fresh fish on top of seasoned rice to create finger sushi. This made it easier to eat on the go. This fast food sushi became increasingly popular and soon spread around the globe. It has now become a proper dining experience, with over 61,000 sushi restaurants worldwide. Many people in the Western world regard sushi as a delicacy. However, in Japan, it is the most basic of ordinary food. Where would the world be without chocolate? Chocolate originated in Latin America, where it first appeared as a bitter drink brewed from cocoa beans. Here it is considered extremely valuable and used as currency, and also in the most sacred rituals of the Mayan and Aztec civilizations. It is said that a gourd of chocolate mixed with blood was given to Aztec sacrificial victims to calm them before death. Explorers to the New World brought the chocolate drink back to Europe, where sugar or honey was added to make it more palatable for Europeans. It was popular for medicinal purposes and for its properties and as an aphrodisiac throughout the 17th century with wealthy Europeans. In 1828, a Dutch chemist developed a process to make powdered chocolate, which then led to the creation of solid chocolate. Joseph Fry is credited with making the first chocolate bars in 1847, and Nestle brought the milk chocolate in the mid-1900s. It is difficult to find a city in the world that isn't home to a McDonald's, a Burger King, or some other hamburger chain. Most people associate burgers with the USA, but in fact the first meat pate seems to have originated in Asia in the 13th century, where Mongol horsemen ate pounded meat which they stored under their saddles as they travelled through the region. The next reference to a burger-type dish is in 1747 recipe for a Hamburg sausage, listed in an English cookery book, The Art of Cookery, Made Plain and Easy. Minced beef is mixed with salt, spices and alcohol before being smoked in a chimney for a week. Although in the 1840s, salted minced beefsteaks, known as Hamburg steaks, were eaten by American emigrants sailing to America, the invention of the hamburger sandwich was claimed by two brothers, Frank and Charles Menzies, in 1885. The same year, Charlie Nagreen from Wisconsin has also claimed to have invented the hamburger as we know it today. However, in 2000, Louis Lassen of Louis Lunch in New Haven was officially credited by the US Library of Congress for selling the first hamburger in 1900. Walter Anderson, who co-founded the first burger chain, was the inventor of the burger bun in 1916. Migration has impacted the way we eat and what we eat today, contributing globally to a more rich and varied diet. From Spanish paella to Irish stew, every country of the world has its own specific culinary treats. Could you make a four-course meal for a family using only local ingredients? Design the menu and justify your selections. Design a menu for a four-course meal that includes all of your culinary favourites from around the world. When you are finished, research the origins of every course that you have chosen.